Okay, well, I'm with a friend of us all. This is the one, the only, the Alpha and the Omega, the Ayatollah of rock and roll. I'm talking about Stevie Nicks.
Wow, thank you.
Miss Stephanie, how are you?
I am fine.
It's such a big thrill to meet you, and I want to congratulate you on a blistering performance tonight. It was just dynamite.
Oh, thank you. We tried.
It was beautiful. Beautiful.
To put three songs into 5 minutes is a little difficult, but you know, after we rehearsed it a few times, we got them cut down and stuff. It was cool. It went off really well.
Now, who decided to do, instead of one song, to do a medley of
the
of,
Grammys decided.
Did they?
Yes.
Were you down with that? Was that all right?
Well, we would have really rather done one song and done a really great performance of one song, but they wanted, they wanted to hear a couple of different things. So, hey, it's their show, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about you playing live. When do you think that people who haven't gotten to see you yet will get to see you, either with Fleetwood Mac or on your own again?
Well, Fleetwood isn't going to tour in the next few months. That's just the next few months. We don't know after that. I'm going to go and tour with my box set on May 29th, I think, for like, I'll probably do about 45 concerts.
That's terrific. Tell us about the box set.
The box set is good. It's been fun. I mean, the day I got home from the Fleetwood Mac tour on December 1st, I started working on it. So I didn't have any kind of a break. I just switched from Fleetwood Mac back into my thing very quickly, and it was kind of hard. But to go back into your old stuff and go all through your old photographs and your old music and stuff that people haven't heard and demos. And so it's been a whole lot of work, but we did it. And I think it's really going to be good. And I think if you like my music, that you'll really like this set, because it's just got all the good stuff on it.
I just can't wait to hear it. I'm really looking forward to it. And what's been the most fun part for you about this reunion? It must have been really, really crazy to be on the inside of it. I mean, all the hype and adulation and you know, usual gossip and nonsense surrounding something of this scope. It's been so big. What's it been like for you being right in the eye of it?
Sometimes it's difficult because it's so heavy. You know, it's not easy to be in that kind of a big, huge group, which around it all the time it's always heavy. So you kind of have to take a deep breath and make yourself enjoy it. So you have to tell yourself, you know, this is so great, because otherwise you can get really bogged down in it. So I didn't do that this time. I didn't get bogged down in it this time.
Well, Stevie, I want to thank you so much for talking with us. I do appreciate it.
And
I want to thank you on behalf of all the music lovers out there for keeping on, keeping on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Back to you, Michelle.